The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Thera Grad C at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Our number, 131873. Please give us a call on any of your health issues. You might be curious about some healthy foods to kickstart your New Year's resolution, what vitamins and minerals take to feel your absolute best, or maybe a question around some medication that you're currently on. But first, women's health issues are something that affect all of us, whether it be with a partner, mother, sister, or friend. Joining us on the line is Louise Brown, Head of Public Health and Education at the Jean Hales for Women's Health Organisation. Welcome to the show. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Now, it's a new year, and we are wanting to know just how important are regular health checkups for women?
Well, they're important for everybody, but I think they're one of the best ways of finding out if we've got something going on. So we've got a disease, we've got high blood pressure or any other condition, and then getting that looked after early. It's the main reason for having a checkup.
Louise, it's so interesting because I think I was talking to before about how I recently went through something myself and how simple it is about having those questions answered for you. With perimenopause and menopause, obviously with the change of estrogen, there is a higher implication of heart disease. What can someone do? Is it a question, should we almost have a checklist that we should be going in with our GP asking certain questions? Because it can be a little bit overwhelming for most people out there.
Yeah, look, I think we have a fantastic health checks fact sheet at Jean Hales and a poster too, just to try and keep track of all those things that we need to have done. Heart health after menopause, as you mentioned, is one of those things that changes. Once we don't have the protection of estrogen, so the estrogen levels drop around the time of menopause, and then you are at risk of things like your blood pressure increasing, your cholesterol increasing. So a heart check is something that we recommend to women after the age of 45. So something they should do every 2 years. If you're a First Nations woman, then it's 35. But it's things like blood pressure, cholesterol, blood glucose. The doctor might measure your waist, asking whether you're smoking, how much activity you're doing. So it's all about assessing your risk of heart disease because that does increase after menopause, unfortunately.
Louise, the other issue which we often see is that unexpected fall for various reasons. And even walking the dog can be risky, as one of our locals, Philip Brady, found out last week, where you can suddenly find yourself with a fracture. Now, with dropping estrogen levels, we find that many people are told, oh, you have osteopenia. And there's a lot of confusion between osteopenia and osteoporosis. How can we use that word osteopenia as a better way of educating women to look at their bone mineral density and take some sort of control before they need to go on to the heavier drugs?
Yeah, look, I think what does happen, that we're sort of stuck in the menopause discussion, but after menopause, so, you know, most women are reaching menopause around the age of 50, the estrogen hormone is a really protective, it's a fabulous hormone, but it does decrease. After menopause, within the first 5 years, 10% of your bone mass can be lost. So it is good to think about these things before you get to that point, and a bone health check or a fracture risk check is something that the GP can do after 45. Mm-hmm. And it's looking for things like your family history of osteoporosis, whether you're having enough calcium in your diet, whether you're getting enough physical activity, whether you're smoking, alcohol, all these things can increase your risk. Mm-hmm. So I think it's good to think about your bone health before you get to menopause, because you can really start looking after your health before that. And the calcium, getting enough calcium in our diet is really important.
Sure.
So 1,300, you know, milligrams after menopause every day. So you've really got to actually, you know, take action with that and really build calcium into your diet. And the other thing is weight-bearing exercise. Like, we need to be out getting where our body weight is actually going through the ground. So, you know, things like running are obviously really good. We don't want to fall, of course.
Sure.
But Healthy Bones Australia have this fabulous weight-bearing exercise checklist that you can do, and lots of exercises, lots of activities that is suggested that you can do. And they're things you can use around the home. You know, they're not, you don't have to go to the gym and pay a gym membership. You can actually do exercises at home that will really help your bone density. So I think we have to kind of be a bit proactive, as you say. And if the GP's checking your risk for osteoporosis, they may recommend that you have a DEXA scan, which can assess your bone density if you've got risk factors. And some diseases can give you risk factors, so celiac disease, rheumatoid arthritis. So, yeah, it's good something to start thinking about.
Louise, such an important conversation. I'm loving the chat we're having. What I want to highlight before we go is that list, that 17 health checks for women. It's a really extensive list and it's got a really good variety of things that people should be thinking about. But I wanted to touch on that one of those, because I'd love to go through all 17 and we'll give the link to where people can get it. One that I love that you touch on is the mental health check. And I think that has such an impact on so many elements of people's lives, and I love that that's part of, you know, more traditional testings and checks that you can actually have. Where can people get that checklist?
Oh, so at jeanhales.org.au. Yep. So this is our health checks poster. Mm-hmm. So it's really something you can pin up and refer to. And we also have a fact sheet as well, which goes into a little bit more detail, but it's just good to have those reminders. And the mental health check, I think, is something, you know, something women sometimes put down the list of priorities. You know, they're busy at work, they've got family perhaps, and the mental health stuff just kind of can get brushed aside. So I think it's something to really take stock of. And around the menopause time, a lot of women will start to have anxiety where they've never had it before. So I think it's good not to push those things under the carpet, actually acknowledge them if you're feeling them.
Yep.
And the first place to go is your GP firstly and check in. And there's tests they can do just to see how you're going mentally. But I think physical activity can be really good for you, both in your physical health and your mental health. So I think that's something that women can do pretty easily themselves.
Yeah.
And that can have a really good impact on your well-being.
You're amazing, Louise. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. And for anyone who wants some more information, exactly, head to jeanhales.org.au. We hope you have an incredible Sunday. Let's jump into a call. Let's go to Bruce in Moi. Good morning.
Hello, Bruce.
Good morning. Last week I rang up and said I had a problem with
polymyalgia. You're a romantic arrow member, yep. Bruce. How are you getting on?
Good, thanks. I went to my doctor during the week and I was on 3 5-milligram tablets, mm-hmm. and he said he didn't want me to keep me on that too long, so he's reduced that to 2.5 for the next 4 weeks, mm-hmm. and then it's going to go to 2 after that. When I first got diagnosed, I had a blood test reading of 110, and it should be about 5.
That's right.
But when I went this time, my blood test reading was 28.
So it's on the way down, Bruce, which is terrific. And that decreasing dose of steroid is standard. And the idea of that is that it will gently continue to reduce those levels of inflammation. And it gives you a chance just to really make sure that you focus on doing everything you can to continue that pathway to get your inflammation back to where it should be.
Thank you so much for that call, Bruce. After the break, we're going to take your calls right here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Are you using a medicated nasal spray? Help improve its effectiveness with Fess Nasal and Sinus Wash Gentle Strength. It's a natural way to help relieve a stuffy nose due to cold, hay fever or sinusitis, and to help wash away allergens, dust and pollen. Clean and clear your nose before you use a medicated spray with Fess Nasal and Sinus Wash Gentle Strength Wash Kit, available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.